Hello.
Welcome to Spotlight, a ray of hope in a world devoid of enough joy.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
This evening, we drop into the House of Mananan for a riot of colour in the latest exhibition at the Peel-based gallery. Catch up with Stephanie Gray from the Legion Players as she rehearses for a series of performances of a classic Alan Bennett monologue and raising funds for good causes. More from Pip at the EAC and a poem from Simon Madrill's debut collection, Lamping Wild Rabbits. Remember, do get in touch with any creative artistic endeavours you might be involved in, planning, hoping to create, or would really like to put in the spotlight. You've got this tattooed, haven't you, on your wrist. Be they poetic, theatrical, musical, literary, ceramic, sculpture, drag, film, mime, social media, digital calligraphy. There are others. Just let me know what they are when they're not on the list. I'll stick them on, I promise. Howard Kane with an E at manxradio.com, spotlight at manxradio.com. A couple of people have got in contact recently, which is lovely. It would be lovely to have more. If you've been thinking about doing it, you've got something arty coming up, let me know at those addresses. Lots of art, less time. Let's go. Out west, as it happens. And if you think art exhibitions and children don't generally mix, true. Or if you love a morning at an exhibition or so, but feel you can't get there because the kids are always in tow, then the art exhibition for beginners could be the exhibition you have been waiting for.
Right, here we are, down at the House of Mananan on a slightly wet day for an exhibition which is just about to open up, and very colourful it is too. We're just having a sneak preview of Art Adventures for Beginners, and I'm meeting up with two people who have been heavily associated with it from two sides of the fence, as it were. So would you just like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Katie King, and I'm one of the curators of art and social history for Manx National Heritage.
Indeed, we know Katie, and of course...
And I'm Susie Walker. I'm the Arts Project Officer for the Isle of Man Arts Council.
Brilliant. So I say it's a sort of joint collaboration. So how does this work then, Katie?
So at Manx National Heritage, we've got two exhibition venues. We've got one here at the House of Mananan, and we've got one at the Manx Museum in Douglas. And we run a scheme called You Exhibit, where anybody, actually, organisations like the Arts Council or members of the community or artists, can contact us via our You Exhibit scheme and put on exhibitions. So we plan like 2 years in advance. So the Arts Council contacted us a good while ago now, because what they wanted to do was exhibit their amazing contemporary and modern art collection in an accessible venue. But interestingly, what they wanted to do is aim this exhibition at children or young families with younger children. So it's called Art Adventures for Beginners, and Susie and the team at the Arts Council have done an amazing job bringing together such colourful and vibrant and inviting work. So it's a joy. But also, so when you exhibit through You Exhibit, you get the expertise of Manx National Heritage on board as well. So our graphic designer has done a fabulous job being inspired by the artworks to create this really fun vibe. You get our technical team we were just saying before, weren't we, Susie? What a dream it is to have our technical team install everything so perfectly. And then you get the support of Manx National Heritage along the way. So it's fantastic to work with the Arts Council, because we're great friends anyway. Susie's a great friend of mine too. So we've had a super time, haven't we?
Marvellous. And you hear a couple of clients in the background as well. So it's great. It's a great idea. It's super colourful. You can see people are already enjoying it. Well, some of them are anyway. And great fun to put together.
Great fun to put together. The Isle of Man Arts Council Contemporary and Modern Art Loan Collection is an amazing collection. It's been collected into for about over 30 years. And David Fletcher and Eileen Shea started it. And it's just got wonderful things in it. Really bright, colourful artworks, really sparkly artworks, really big, really small, really broad as well. And you don't need to know anything about art to enjoy it. It's just about looking at the colours and seeing the shapes, and art's really good for you. It's good to be creative, and it's good to look at creative things, and it's good to be around creative people. And I think one of the beautiful things about some of the works in this gallery are they're really simple, but it's really hard to make something simple be so amazing. So you don't need any knowledge, you just have to come and have a lovely look.
So it is aimed at young people, but, well, anyone really, but particularly perhaps young families?
Yeah, young families, Manx National Heritage have put on a lovely programme of events around it, so you can get involved in so many different ways with lots of different groups to come and have a look. And you can just pop in and play. There's a lovely play area in here as well. Have a run around, see what you like, and just feel really comfortable around art. That's the main thing that we want people to feel, just comfortable around art.
And again, introducing young clients like behind us there to the world of art.
Absolutely. And they ran in and they ran around and they loved spotting all the characters that Christina at Manx National Heritage had made and then looking at the art and seeing how it all worked together. So, yeah, it's a really lovely, bright exhibition.
And it certainly is that as soon as I came into the gallery, I thought instantly what I thought was, wow, colour everywhere. It's just lots of colour, lots of shapes, lots of patterns, lots going on. Just the collection itself, it's great to see because this sort of collection, which is like the sort of nation's collection, only sort of comes out with exhibitions like these.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a loan collection, so it does go out and about, but it's had sort of a moratorium on loans for the past couple of years where I've brought it all in and catalogued it. So it's the first time since it's all been brought in that it's all gone back out. So some of these pictures have been in cupboards and all around in the hospital, and you might notice them from different places, but it's the first time they've been together in a little while. And so some of the absolute beauties from the collection are definitely out in this gallery. Nice.
Well, we say some beautiful, just standing in front of a big smiley face, Yin and Yin by Jake Chapman. It is a big smiley face, as it says. Is it just a round, glittery smiling face, or you think there's more to it? Probably is more to it when you look closely to it and it explains that. You were saying lots of beautiful things. Have you got a favourite in the exhibition?
Yes, I've got a favourite. It's over here.
Right, let's just cross over here.
It is this big horse by Elizabeth Frink.
The big red one?
No, this big horse here.
Ah, right.
I think I love it so much because she talks about the horsiness of horses, and I think she's really captured that. It looks really simple, but the more you look at that, the more you can see that character of that horse coming out. And it had been, we weren't sure where it was for a little while, and we managed to find it in one of the schools and bring it back and have it reframed, and I think that horse is just shining.
It is brilliant, isn't it? And I must admit, I wasn't that aware. Whenever I think Elizabeth Frink, I'm always thinking sculptures.
Absolutely, yeah, always thinking sculptures. And I think that's one of the great things about the collection is a lot of the people, the artists represented in the collection are sculptors, and we've got them on 2D artwork. So.
That's terrific. And we'll just go and see what... have you got a favourite as well? Have you got a favourite within the exhibition?
So we've arranged the exhibition not by by artist or by, you know, style of art. We've arranged it by theme because we think that's a really easy way to engage with art. So we're in the animals and art section, so I know that Susie's talked to you about the wonderfully very horsey horse.
It's great, the horsey horse, the Frink.
No, I'm a big fan of dogs myself, so I'm really drawn to this. It's a very famous artwork, actually, by Craig Atkinson, a Bedlington dog. He features his dog, Waveney, who's a Bedlington terrier in lots of his artworks. But this is the classic one, wonderful dog, but on such a vibrant red background. He looks like he might be walking into a door, or maybe going to wave on a tree. I don't really know, but that's what's so great about this. You don't need to know. So I think when we started chatting about this exhibition, I don't know about other people, other families on the Isle of Man. I've got a daughter who's 7, and I sometimes feel like these sorts of art exhibitions that we have on the Isle of Man might not be for me. They might not be for my children. They don't really want my children running around in the gallery, and I don't really know enough about the art, and maybe I feel a bit embarrassed in front of my child that I can't really, like, explain the painting. That's why this is fabulous. There's very little information in this gallery because you don't need to know anything. Just, do you like that? Why do you like it? Could you do that? Have a go at home. It's just lovely. And Susie has written such sweet labels for each exhibition. She's written a great one about a ghost, which I love. So it's just super fun. And just to reassure you, this exhibition is for you. Doesn't matter if you're 6 months old or 99. It's just a joy, and in this particular, on such a grey February we're having, probably grey March, it's just joyous to come. And of course, it's all free, so do come down and enjoy what the island has to offer, because this is This is the nation's art collections cared for by the Isle of Man Arts Council. So come down and you too can have your children running around the gallery having a great old time.
Brilliant. And that's part of the thing, isn't it? Because you often think art exhibitions and children don't mix, but this is going to sort of confound that theory and say, bring the kids along.
Yeah, and you know what else? Everything's glazed, everything's protected. Your child cannot stick a finger through an artwork, don't worry. Just come down.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you picked out this red one, because I was thinking, as soon as I came in and looked around, this one, the Bedlington dog, is the one that also, I just thought, wow, love that. I'd stick that on my wall. It's just so simple, this sort of massive red field, or I don't know, as you say, red field, whatever it might be, with just a sort of a horizon or a sky above it, a little bit of blue, orange and purplies, and the dog is just standing there, looking a little forlorn, it has to be said, and possibly looking at a wall or a very thin tree, or you make up your mind what it is.
A hole? I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, so we've got some really famous artists in here as well. So like David Shrigley, some people may have heard of. He's done this very famous sort of painting. Well, he's done loads and loads, but one of the most famous ones I know is called Ignore the Ghosts. And it's basically somebody covered in a pink sheet and it's got a big bit of writing on it and it says Ignore the Ghost, which is obviously impossible because it's someone wearing a pink sheet on their head. So there's just some funny artworks as well. There are some local artists' names in here as well.
Eileen Scher, right in front of us.
Eileen, of course, with her husband David, was instrumental in setting up this collection. So there is a work by David Fletcher in here as well. But mostly you'll see some big names around. So we've got some Hockneys around the corner, Paul Arrigo. So if you've heard of them, that's fine. If you haven't, that's fine too. But just come and enjoy. And it might inspire you to, you know, Google some of these names later on, find out what else they've been doing.
We're just in front of the Hockneys now, and they are great. They're almost sort of cartoon-like.
Well, yeah, so these ones are telling a story of a chap who's trying to scare himself, and if he manages to get scared, I think he gets to marry a princess. I can't. It's from a story. Caesar would tell you more. But yeah, it's a comic. It's a comic book. But you can see he's very impassive. He's not scared at all in any of these pictures. So Paula Rigo. This is the storytelling section. So he's looking at Mary, quite contrary, Little Miss Muffet, Goosey Goosey Gander. So really something and everything. And I think collectively, my favourite wall is one we've got about colours and shapes. And it's just, I don't know if you've ever heard the expression, I'm sure you have, when people say, oh, I could have done that, because they're so simple.
Modern art, that's always,
but they're not. You try and do that. You know, it's really very difficult. And then, of course, it's all abstract, and what does it mean? And frankly, it doesn't matter what it means in here. It's what you enjoy. And have a good go at going at these geometric shapes. Incredibly difficult to do. You can do it with tape. You can do it with different mediums to try and stop the colours blending together. So yeah, have a go. If you think you can do it, good on you. You go home and have a go. And so absolutely fantastic. So I feel very inspired. And of course, we have got a chalkboard in here. We've got a magnetic board. You can have a go, make your mark. And like I say, we've got these activities happening all throughout the run of the exhibition, runs until May. So we've got a load on in February half term. We've got some gallery tours, and we've got we're working with mini musicians and Art Reach and Drama Tots, who are putting together a programme of activities primarily at much younger children, under fives. But the gallery tours are for everyone. So I should say, don't be put off if you don't have children, because it's not just for children. If you enjoy modern and contemporary British art and you don't get off the Isle of Man much to see it, then this is your time to shine as well. So do come along.
Absolutely. Big names, local names, something for everyone, I would say. In just the few minutes I've been wandering around, there have been several I would happily hang on the wall, must admit. I love the Hockneys. I rather like the bat over the far end by Brian Neal as well.
Of course, yeah. So there's quite a few Royal Academy artists in here as well. Anish Kapoor, for example. There's just so many big names. Gillian Opie, I could reel them all.
Go on, bro. You'll just have to come and see them for yourself. Runs through May. The opening is?
So the Hasman Annan is open from 9:30 to 4:30, 7 days a week. And the gallery is open whenever the Hasman Annan is open. So it's free to enter, free to enjoy. Donations always welcome, of course.
It really is wonderful, super colourful, great fun, something for everyone, a guaranteed boost to your day. It's on now, it runs through until May and is free, though donations are welcome.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
We heard from Brighton-based Manx poet Simon Madrill last week as he celebrates the launch of his first collection, Lamping Wild Rabbits. And whilst I was talking to him down the line from his home in Brighton, I couldn't leave without hearing some of the poetry from the collection, of course. But first, another question. Do you think you're writing in the time we've been talking about your poetry, in the time you've been writing as well, do you think it has altered significantly? Do you think your poetry has changed or evolved, or do you feel you sort of stay sort of true to, you know, how you started out?
I don't know if I'm the best person to judge that. I
mean, it's hard to judge it yourself, I know.
I mean, I think I'm a better writer. Yeah. I think if we don't improve as a writer as time goes on, then there's something going wrong. I mean, I think as I'm learning the craft more and more, then I think the range of work that I write about and the different forms, I think have evolved. But I don't think my voice has altered, because I'm not, I think that's one thing that hopefully we keep hold of, is that we're not, you know, we're not actors, we're not performing. Mm. So I think we're just finding better ways to express ourselves rather than find a different voice to speak in, if that difference makes sense.
And for you, is that part of the joy of poetry, this idea of being a clear voice, a way of expressing your feelings and sort of getting it out there, whether it's, you know, whether you're talking about nature, whether you're talking about love, whether you're talking about sex, whatever, is this a great way of expressing what you're feeling through the medium of poetry? Do you find it a great voice for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think because it's a compressed form, forces you, if you like, to try and communicate things in as least number of words possible. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the most important things, and I think it's hopefully it's true for most of my poems, that a poem isn't, right, this is a poem where I want to say this. It's a poem where I want to explore this, and it ends up being where it ends up. You know, I there may be some exceptions to this, it's particularly if you look at something like Isle of Sin, where I'm writing about the Manx police entrapping people. Yeah. So exactly how that happens, but I mean, that's what the poem's about. And that's what I'm going to write about. But in a lot of other instances, you're starting more with an emotion, a feeling, or a question, and exploring that. And the poem ends up saying what it's saying, as opposed to you've decided at the beginning that you want to find an eloquent way of saying X, Y, or Z. I think you make the process boring for the poet, never mind the reader.
Well, listen, I've only had a chance to read some of them yet, and it's a great collection, and congratulations on getting this debut collection of your work out. I'm sure it won't be the last of your collected poetry to get out there, so we look forward to staying in touch and hearing more. Have you got one you could perhaps give us a taster of one from the collection?
Our native Igilg was nearly silenced from what only it can express. I nearly zipped my own life in a black bagged lack of understanding, that it is language that restores our place, that speaks louder than any plinth, that when it cries deepens the sea. It is near impossible to describe the sun, to feel its language forming a new dark.
Simon's poetry, always powerful from the heart, never pulls his punches. Lamping Wild Rabbits is out now, published by Outspoken Press. Someone else who's never afraid to speak her mind is Steph Gray from the Legion Players. Steph's been on the Manx drama scene for years, following in the footsteps of her mother, the inimitable Olga Gray. And Steph was last seen treading the Gaiety boards, I think, as Miss Marple in the Service Players production of A Murder Is Announced, currently rehearsing for a one-woman show to be performed at various small venues around the island, whilst raising money for good causes. She came into the studio, along with Ron Beswick and Sarah Lockyer from the Russian Players, to tell me more about the play Miss Fozzard Finds Her Feet.
It is. It's one of Alan Bennett's series of talking heads. now. I think a lot of actors on the Isle of Man have done the Talking Head series, various parts of those. This is from the second series that was published in 1998. And obviously, you get the book, you read the plays, looking for different plays to do for theatre suppers mainly. And I read Miss Fosod Find Her Feet, and it's quite quirky and it's quite unusual. And there are lots of subtleties and undertones and whatever. So I applied for the licence, which wasn't available for UK actors in an amateur performance. So I started badgering over a year and a half ago now, if not longer, Alan Bennett's agent to go, please, can I do something on the Isle of Man? I'd like to do it as a charity fundraiser, Weather Legion Players. So it's taken about a year to get approval to get the licence. So we've got the licences for five performances on the Isle of Man, all feeding into one way or another, some sort of charity raising. So I'm absolutely delighted. I'm super grateful to Ron for providing all our backstage, because the Legion Players tend to work in collaboration with people now. So I'm grateful for Ron for helping, and for Sarah for the Aeronauts performance as well, which we'll talk about as a fundraiser for dementia and Alzheimer's.
Lovely. So it's a sort of, is it like a tour around the island's theatre spots?
As much as you can have a tour, yes. We've got a couple of venues in Douglas. We've got Peel Centenary Centre Theatre Supper, which I think is sold out. We're doing it down the Aeronauts, as a fundraiser. We were in Mackled. We're now in Doon, which has been organised by, I think it's a Mackled community group up there. So there's five performances individually.
And you're saying this is all being done as fundraisers?
For various charities, yes. We have got one at Prom Church on the 14th of March, which will be to raise funds for Prom Church. We've got the one at Peel Centenary we're doing, obviously, to support Peel Centenary Centre, which is a charity. We have one in Douglas, which is raising funds for the Royal British Legion, which the Legion Players are associated with. We've got collections going back many, many years, and we were established nearly 100 years ago to support and raise funds for the returning soldiers from the Second World War and the First World War. And where's the fifth one? There's a fifth one somewhere.
There's one somewhere,
yeah. So it's all to try and raise funds and charity, and also to give people a laugh. I mean, one of the reasons for doing the play is it can be quite funny. It's quite sad, but it's quite funny as well. It's quite an intimate performance. It's quite challenging as an actor because you're very close to the audience, and some of the venues haven't got, the bright lights that you normally have in a big theatre, so it's up close and personal.
It is. They are intimate. So Miss Fosod Finds Her Feet, is this purely a monologue?
It is a monologue. Mm. It's a Talking Heads, which is a monologue which covers normally over a period of time events in the people's lives. People might have seen A Bed Amongst the Lentils or A Lady of Letters, Cream Cracker Under the Settee, and there's a few that men do as well. He's a very clever writer. He's very observational, as you'll know. Amazing amount of work. Still going, still going to his library, I believe, now. Is he? And doing, I don't know if he's writing anymore, but certainly got a great back catalogue of work.
Yeah, it does indeed. And Ron, we'll come across to you there. So where do you, were saying, I've never set foot on the stage, where do you fit into this picture then as far as the Legion tour is concerned in this case?
Well, I suppose I got involved with theatre many, many moons ago. My wife Susie was heavily involved, and I got dragged in to help out backstage usually. She tried to get me on stage, but that was never going to happen. It's not my scene at all. When we came over to the island, Susie joined Russian Players, and again I got roped in. And one Saturday when we were doing a set, there was a group of us down at the Aryan Arts Centre, and the task was to wallpaper a set. And I stood there, and everybody seemed to be just standing around, and nobody seemed to know quite how to start it. So I rolled my sleeves up and literally wallpapered a set. And that was my start in the Russian Players. And I've been doing backstage and technical stuff ever since. But the reason why Stephanie contacted me about Miss Fosod was that my wife Susie died of Alzheimer's back in November 24. And one of the things we did was we did a celebration at the Erin Arts Centre and did a fundraiser for Alzheimer's Society. And we actually read Under Milk Wood. Susie was Welsh and everybody loved Under Milk Wood, and we had a really super time celebrating her life. But the reason for doing it really was because the care that people with Alzheimer's get on the island is actually superb. The older people's mental health up in Nobles Hospital are just lovely people. Alzheimer's Society, lovely people, and they're just so caring. So we've done a couple of fundraising events for them, and this is another one. And that's the reason for coming together.
We'll hear more from Steph and carry on with Sarah, there's a pun in there, next week. Do go along and support them if you can. Whilst I'm thinking about the Erin Arts Centre, a little more from the artistic director there, Pip Rolfe, about what was coming up, and a welcome return for a regular event there.
The Madfur Festival of One Act Plays, which will be coming out March time?
Yes. I think they've got a huge number this year. I think we've got 4 nights. So I'm really glad to see them back here, because I think this venue works really well for the One Act Plays. And I think, you know, I think the feeling's mutual. So we love that event, and we're very pleased to have it back here.
It is terrific, I must admit. Another name I'm familiar with and no stranger to Spotlight, I saw Annie Kizik is down here doing a one night, I think that's something with the Russian Heritage.
It is, yeah. The name of it escapes me. I think it's Do Fairies
Sing. Do Fairies Sing in Manx?
Yes. So I'm guessing it's about the music of the fairies. Who's heard it? Who's written it down? And what language it's in. Only Annie will know the answers to that.
Suffice to say, if Annie's doing an evening's entertainment, you know it'll be entertaining. And even if you don't speak Manx, you would enjoy it in any case. Wonderful stuff. As I say, if people want to find out more, if the people want to book for events or whatever, they can just go to the website.
Yeah, erinartscentre.com, and there's links to our ticket page on there.
Terrific.
That's about it for now. Ree Evans will be with you next week. Make her welcome, won't you? I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Until then, be good. And whatever you're doing, be creative about it. Hey, Moo.